spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. What's happening here with the hair? It's all over the place. Anyway, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Henrik. Thank you for tuning in to Red Eyes TV. We hope you have a wonderful Friday. Freya's Day today. It's the 16th of August, 2024. It's beginning to cool down. Heading into September here in a little bit. Are you ready, Lana?
Yeah, I like September. I think September's nice. I remember last October when we were picking pumpkins, it was like 80 degrees. So it's going to be real sporadic in the fall. But yeah. It's nice. I like August.
It cools off a little bit, though.
And Monday we have a full moon. Ooh.
Is it Monday?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So the worms will be more active. That's
what you're saying. Time to do the parasite cleanse, everyone.
There you go.
I'm telling you, it works. I felt so much.
It works.
I felt more clear after I did it. It's amazing. Yes.
Highly recommend it. Everyone has parasites.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
of course they do. I mean, in Japan, they do this frequently, like a yearly cleanse using wormwood.
Well, it's because they eat so much raw fish, too.
Yeah, they have to. So it's just part of their culture. But we're exposed to all kinds of funk these days.
I love
parasites
this idea.
In and out.
I love this idea of raw, but then you realize, like, if you don't do anything to counter any of that, then, like, yeah, you're going to be, like, shock full of worms and parasites.
So you have to have the right herbs, you know, right?
I saw someone, like, speaking of that, this is random here, and you just thought of it. Did I save that? Someone is, like...
Oh, the Vikings and the parasites.
No. This is, did I not save that? It was an Oreo cookie that someone, did you see that? I've seen a number of those now. They zoom in on like noodles or Oreo cookies or like a peanut butter. A Nutella was one of them.
And there's little squigglies in there.
And it's just like riddled with just like wormy, crawly, creepy
things.
You
love those worms, I know.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to creep Henrik out.
Yeah,
worms.
Yeah, worms. Not the worms. I don't like the worms. All right. So anyway, thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're all having a wonderful Friday, wherever you are. So yes, we were app banned today, our Telegram channel on Telegram, obviously, by Apple, because apparently there was some pressure here from the United Kingdom regarding some of our coverage. Not only us were app banned, I think there were a few others. We were going pretty hard there on the responsible parties over in the United Kingdom. So, of course, the reply is to limit their ability to speak, you know, kind of thing.
So anyway, much for taking a bite of the apple of knowledge, huh? Not allowed.
The gay apple.
Yeah, only the gay apples allowed.
The gay, the fag, the
fat, gay knowledge.
The fapple. No, that doesn't work. Fag apple. Well, the fapple. Yeah, that might work. So anyway, so what we'll probably do is we'll set up a secondary channel for our beloved Apple users because they will not stop using it and they will not watch our stuff on Telegram. So I'll set up a second channel for you and we'll see how long that lasts. But yeah, you can still access it on, well, Android I think is banned too, right? Is it Android banned or just Apple?
No, I mean, I have Android.
Usually they do it. Well, isn't that?
Yeah, but I've seen it banned a lot of times when I'm looking. You can't view this, you know, and of course you can go on the desktop, right?
You mean other versions?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, other channels and stuff.
Okay, well, if Apple did it, it's probably just a delay on, it's just a.
Yeah, I see it online
still. It's the Pajits on Google. They weren't fast enough to click the buttons, you know. So we'll set that up, but you can still access it on the desktop. And then we had, well, I got to show the other image that shows that it was actually banned there too. Here you go. So we'll set that up a secondary channel. Now there are workarounds apparently. One of them I looked into real briefly, And it doesn't look that promising because you have to pay $4 a month, which don't do that. Sign up for a membership instead. You can watch everything there. It was something called NiceGram, which is like, it's listed on a NiceGram comma or something, AI chat for dot, dot, dot. I didn't see what it was, but apparently you can bypass that, but it's $4 a month. So it's like, eh, why bother? You know, just wait. After the show, I'll set up a secondary one, link that up from the main one and a couple other places. And you can just access it there if you prefer. So that's what it is, apparently. Now, there is that weird thing if you go through the web browser. Because check this out. This is weird. Now, I'm not sure if it's something to do with that, the fact that I'm just loading this. So this, you guys can't see this, but this... Well, actually, if I pull down the window, you can see it at the top address bar. Let me see. Where am I here? Come on. Get down there. There, right? See that? Red Eyes TV. t.me/RedEyesTV/... Like individual, maybe it's something they did change though on Telegram's end, because for a while I know you could type in an S and a slash before the Telegram name or the channel, if you will, and then you can access the post and the page on the web like through a web browser. And occasionally you can do that, but it seems if it's a direct post, I'm not sure why this couldn't be displayed. I can click in on view channel. Look at this here. No? Okay, let me take away the address then. Here we go. Okay, there we go. So we can view the channel here, but like I can't view the thumbnail anymore because that's you know, too dangerous. That rock carving, you know, will convert some white supremacists. Convert people into white supremacists. But anyway, so it's kind of odd and weird. And for a while, they had that, like a webz.telegram.org or so. I forget what it was. There was a couple of different versions. You could basically access Telegram through your web browser. Presumably, you could also do that then on your phone's web browser. But I think they have limited that too for some reason. Or maybe it's just Apple, you can't do it. Android has some, what do they call them, an SDK packet or something you could download to your phone and like install. But Apple is so, you know, they're... Despite the fact that they're so gay, they're very tight in the rear end over there, so they can't, you know, they won't let anything in. They can, no, you can't do this, can't do that. You know, so,
unless
so
you're a small boy.
Yes.
They'll let that in.
They will definitely let that in. I think Tim Apple over there, he's just loving that right now. Well, if it was UK doing it, remember this judge here? Check this out.
Went on to say that you did not want your money going to immigrants who, quote, rape our kids and get priority, end quote. This offence is so serious. An immediate custodial sentence is unavoidable. Would you stand, please? The sentence that I pass has been reduced by one third to reflect your guilty plea. The sentence is one of 20 months imprisonment.
20 months?
Yeah, for saying the I don't want to pay for immigrants rapists that rapes our
and
kids.
Pedophiles. Oh my God. And, this is insane.
Was it one of those? Can't you like, what is it? Truth is no defense. Oh, did that wig out too? No, there we go. Okay, it's backwards.
Yeah, that's a thing in the UK, isn't it?
Yeah, like, okay, can I, Your Honor? Your Majesty, please. Yeah. Can I?
Can't stand those judges.
can I present data that proves that disproportionately, I mean, you have to be very careful then with your wording, right? Well, disproportionately, it's true that immigrants are overrepresented when it comes to raping and murders or stabbings or whatever you want to, right? You could prove that, presumably, in a court of law. Did they allow a person to do it? No, of course not, right? Truth is no defense, as they say. Technically, it's not illegal, they told Samelia, but actually, because we know what's in your heart, we're going to put you in jail anyway.
Meanwhile, as we said in the last show, they let pedophiles go, right? With a slap on the wrist. It's amazing how many judges are presiding over these thought criminals right now that have a track record. Last show, we showed the thread of letting pedophiles off the hook, like hardcore, sick pedophiles.
Isn't it great?
There should be no mercy for those.
Yep, that's right. So anyway, so if you are just tuning in and if you are sub to our, Telegram channel and you use Apple, you won't be able to access that through your phone. But again, we'll put a link on the websites and stuff to a secondary channel, and we'll put maybe not every single... I'm not sure. I haven't decided yet. It depends on how much it... Can't you have... Isn't there... Is there AI? Does anybody know out there? Look, please email me, redeyes@protonmail.com, if you know. Is there any AI bots now that, like, if you post here, it will also just automatically post. I know there's, like, you know, certain, I think there's subscriptions you can pay. What was it, like Hootsuite or something? But I think that was just for Twitter at that time, where you can, if you have multiple accounts and things like that, right? But there's got to be some bots now, right? They can just, like, just pump out on multiple.
Only if it's porn, apparently.
All right. I don't know what the hell's going on here.
It's easier.
Yep.
It's easier to get payment processors and new services if you're selling porn these days.
Yeah, telling the truth. Underage homo pornography. That'll be no problem. Sure. Well, how much would you like? Okay. God. Anyway, do you want to take a couple of chats there?
Let me pull that up. Arctic Wolf, thank you so much. Happy Friday, guys. Hope all is well with you both. Looking forward to another great show. Yeah, and looking forward to having dinner with you when you come in October.
That's
going to be fun.
Absolutely.
And another one, sorry to see your Telegram channel. This censorship is all absurd. I wanted to send a little extra support. You guys are the best. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Holy smokes. Yeah. Artie Wolf is, he's leading the donos on the Super Chat.
Such a big help.
The tally high. Thank you so much, sir. We really appreciate it.
And Can Be Dread over on Rumble says, what's super strange is that even though on Telegram it says, I can't see the channel, when you start the stream, I got a Telegram notification and was able to join from there. So strange. Oh, that's a good little loophole.
Who said this again?
This was on Rumble.
Rumble. Okay. Well, let me see that again. I'm curious here. Let me see. Oh, this is cut off for me. One second. Here we go. Yeah, Super Strange says that even though on Telegram it says I can't see the channel, when you started the stream, I got a Telegram notification and was able to join from there. So really? On Apple? Is that Apple? Just put it in the regular chat. Do you use app? Are you on an Apple phone? If you are, yeah, that's very strange. Maybe it's just not completed yet then or something.
All right, maybe next time with your signature 14, like it, Pagan Bear. I will have to catch the replay. Hail Red Eye, support what you like. Thank you very much. Dirt Rusker says, on this day, August 17th, Rudolf Hess was murdered for his beliefs due to his noble struggle. He's still known as a prisoner of peace.
Yeah, is prisoner, it, yeah exactly.
17th, yep. Well, 16th here, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Can Be Dread said, yes, I'm on an iPhone. Okay, interesting. All right, well, that's got to be a loophole. So something's going on. They haven't patched up that yet, I guess. That's the entryway for the little boys right there. You found into Apple.
Yeah, exactly.
that's the only thing going on here. Okay.
Well, speaking of UK and little boys, how about that next story, huh?
What do we have here?
Oh, my gosh. Look at this fabulous guy, Stephen Ireland. He's the inclusions director. His pronouns are he and him.
Mm-hmm.
And on the side, he likes to rape little boys and conspires to kidnap children. Yes, this is the founder of the largest pride organization in Surrey, UK. He has been caught with his cohort, a volunteer from his organization, David Sutton, 26, on all these counts of sexually assaulting a kid, a conspiracy to sexually assault, a conspiracy to kidnap a kid and do God knows what, publishing obscene stuff, voyeurism. The list just goes on and on. Isn't that, it's just classic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you scroll all the way down, Stephen Ireland, he/him, says, call in your allies. Let's shine a light on the positive and drown out the hate. Let's be the change and show the true narrative. Trans lives value. You are loved and you are valued. And this pig is trying to kidnap and rape children on the side. I mean, it's just always, it's that's always the same story, isn't it?
What is this video he linked up?
We speak out against hate. Yeah, we just rape little kids.
Let's call in our allies and not give the time of day to the hateful bigots that want the attention. Yes, they might make lots of noise, but we are the majority. So let's stand together as one
community for
true equality worldwide.
True equality.
Equality to have access to little boys to lure them and rape them. I mean, can you believe this shit? I mean,
the bigots are not on your side.
Of course we can believe this stuff. You know, it's always the same. It's like, oh, you bigots. We love and we're just rainbows. And then they're just like the sickest freaks, you know, kids in their closet.
Radio I was reading BBC. B Radio UK. Trans Radio UK. What is the other one? Radio Woking?
I wonder what kind of sentence they're going to get. It'll probably be less than the thought criminals, though, you know. It'll probably be less than 20 months.
Yeah, and also, of course, we have to point this out. Since he's white, that means we can just open the floodgates and let everyone in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the other thing. We'll see. Checkmate. You know,
I mean, we know how we want to solve the pedophile problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's really simple. but we don't want to import more. We'll just take care of the ones that we have. Wink, wink.
Mm-hmm. I think many times they love the more chaotic society gets, more of this shit will just go, like they can't keep up with it, you know, kind of thing. I mean, it's an intentional also because, you know, obviously dropping of these types of things by police or they, in the UK, it's specifically prevalent, as you said, that many of the judges going after the far right thugs that were throwing rocks at, in some cases, it was literally like a 58-year-old man who was like, waving his fists in the air and like, God, you know, goddamn mad cops or police or whatever. And like, yeah, here we go. I forget what he got, like 4 months or 8 months or something in jail.
15-year-old kids. Remember how it used to be, too, when you were, when they're white, they're men. Okay, I mean, come on, remember what it's like to be 15 and the stuff that you do? At least these 15-year-old kids were based.
In my day, good kind when of we trouble. Were throwing rocks on the cops, it was...
For no reason.
Well, maybe now we should have, huh?
For a reason.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah, but speaking of censorship in the UK, Millet had a little comment about that. Mentioned that.
Okay, all right. Spanish? Or?
Since the socialists came to power, they have been jailing people for posting on social media. And the journalists here would like that too, because they don't like that they have lost the monopoly of the mic.
This is obviously AI translator, I think, right?
Yeah, microphone, I think so.
And the ability to use that tool to extort and smear, to defame without any cost. Social media makes them accountable and they don't like it. Stop searching. Ghosts. They're getting the same treatment they gave, but now people are doing it organically because they realized many of them are criminals. Since the...
Yeah. All right. Well,
no, so he's doing a good job. He's getting censorship and all this. And then, you know, I was kind of scrolling around. What's Argentina up to? Turns out they're super trans friendly too, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's like Argentina's
I just want to say before we do that, is it, can we confirm? Oh, that's pretty good. Can we confirm? Hey, it's Richard Spencer.
a clear version. In the alt universe.
It's about the same. I just want to say that. How do we know that it is real?
Oh, because. Because the real one was underneath, and people were translating that one as well.
Oh, it was okay.
The real video.
All right, yes. Okay, good. I'm just, you know,
because he's always been against
what it is now.
He's always been against censorship, though. No, but that was real. That was real. I just pulled up the English version because we don't all speak the language.
Mm-hmm. No, it's fine.
Yeah, I've been to Argentina. I had a great time there. I remember lots of good steak, lots of good wine, good weather. It was cheaper. It was pretty nice. But guess what? They're having their first transgender pilot, and he's going to debut this new uniform, and it is some amazing stuff here. Let's check it out.
This has to be, this can't be, Traniella? That can't be, that can't be real. Should we ask Grok?
Well, sometimes the name, you know, it's like prophetic, I guess.
Campolito. Traniella Campolito. Okay, here we go.
Te cuento que hoy estoy estrenando mi uniforme nuevo. Acabo de llegar de volar de Buenos Aires a Madrid. Estoy en Madrid en este momento y esta es la primera vez que uso un uniforme femenino nuevo, completamente nuevo. Como vemos acá, la fila de botones está en la línea central y no
if that was the pilot, I'd be like, I'm off.
You look in and you see the back of the head, and it's like, I think the pilot is white. Is that a woman? What's going on?
Son más chicas y está ajustado en la cintura. También el pantalón, ahora se lo voy a mostrar, es mucho más ajustado que el otro uniforme.
No,
esto se lo debemos a la Comisión de Género y Diversidad de la Asociación de Pilotos.
Wait a minute, was this Argentina still, you said?
Yes.
I thought, didn't Milei, axe all these, useless government agencies and stuff?
Well, I hope so, because they've had, they say, some of the world's most liberal, you know, gender identity laws in the world protecting these freaks.
Okay.
So.
Commission of Gender and Diversity of our Association of Pilots of Airlines.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of...
maybe it's not government then. Maybe it's like industry or something. I don't know who oversees that, but anyway, let's... watch the riveting conclusion.
Comisión de Género y Diversidad.
Commission of Gender and Diversity.
De líneas aéreas que ha trabajado arduamente para que hoy podamos tener nuestro uniforme femenino. Y a la compañía, que en un reconocimiento de mi identidad de género, me ha provisto de este uniforme de piloto mujer.
Look at his shoes.
El pantalón super femenino.
This thing flies planes. Yeah. Oh, God, no.
Tiene estas... presillas.
It's bad enough if it was a real woman and be kind of skeptical.
Para aquella que lo quiere usar y se siente cómoda con un cinturón. La tela es absolutamente
like, right, he like moves the wig and everything, like it's real. Look at my amazing.
Recibo muchas preguntas acerca de por qué las mujeres pilotos no usamos pollera. Y la respuesta es muy simple. Los asientos de pilotaje tienen un arnés entre medio de las piernas.
I'm just
telling you why female pilots can't wear skirts.
Is this a win for male pilots though? Anyway, if they have some kind of what do you call a quota that has to be filled when it comes to female pilots, would this fill that quota? Is this all they would have to do, men, to actually keep flying? So it's a win, Lon. I'm telling you.
It's still a man.
Although
yes,
he seems very excited about this outfit.
Look at the eyes. They're like checked out. Would you want this thing operating an airplane riding in?
Was there footage of it flying too?
I'm not sure. Scroll down. There was another one, I think. But explaining how the harness works and like why the pants and all this stuff. It's like, oh my God.
I thought, yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah. How could you tell I was trans? Why can't I click in on that? Here it is. This is the one, right? The second. Here we go.
Hoy sobrevolamos la majestuosa Brasilia.
And this is what they're going to be doing, making these kinds of videos when they're flying commercial jets, right? Doing like selfie-style TikTok videos,
today,
showing themselves in their wigs and their skirts flying.
Today, they basically just push a button.
I do not want to be on that plane.
They basically just push a button.
Still, I don't want to be on that plane if that thing's pushing.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this is why they can sit and do TikTok videos while they're up in the air like this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, my God. Absolutely horrible. Brazil makes me want to go.
Brasilia.
Bill Biz, thank you very much. Says horrible to see the continuous censorship and prosecution of speech in the UK, but good to see some pushback from Musk and others. The British need to take back their country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do.
Indeed, absolutely. But yeah, they've revealed themselves, and I don't know. I think it's overreach. I think it's going to be very hard for them to get any kind of credibility back, more than from just the usual suspects in the Brown Antifa Alliance over there, essentially, right? But no, they've made their choice. They're saying we're siding with you. We are going to 100% ensure that we can hand over this country in the UK to Muslims. Essentially, that's what they want to do.
Someone, by the way, says, fuck, I live in Brazil.
Watch out. Don't go on any planes. Ask the pilot to turn around the next time.
He won't be flying. Yeah, exactly. Don't board that plane.
Yep. Oh, this one, too. This is, check this out. This is, excuse me. This is crazy stuff here. I'm not surprised at all, right? But this is what happens, right? This is what happens. A black gay food influencer, within quotation marks here, has put a video online where he's basically taking plates and plates and plates and plates of lobster during the Eat All You Can buffet at Red Lobster. And I was like, is this the reason why Red Lobster went under? So the argument here is, well, you're not specifying that I have to eat the lobster before I take it. Look at this here.
Appreciate you, boss. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. Oh, well. Can I have more lobster or not?
You can have more lobster once you have completed these, sir.
I have to eat all this first.
Yeah, you're just wasting, dude.
The rules are that I have to finish a plate before I go back to the buffet.
For the lobsters, yes. We have a sign right
it
over there.
It says one per plate.
Yes.
It doesn't say you have to eat the plate before you come back, though.
What was that?
I wasn't even talking to you. Who are you? Who are you? I wasn't talking to you.
Sir, will you just please...
No, sir, I was just taking a picture of
the casino who be taking all y'all money has a problem with me taking some lobster all you can eat. Stop playing with me. So I'm here at the Palms in Vegas trying to put y'all onto the good spots. You know what I'm saying? And the manager comes over to my table like, excuse me, are you going to eat all that? The rule said one piece per plate, dude. So that's exactly what I was doing. I would get one piece, take it back to my table, and then go back and get another piece. Hey, listen, after all that, I need to hold y'all. Face. That lobster was busting. The butter
got one word here.
Only $80 too. This deal is definitely worth it. But the
in my head, I'm thinking of one word right now. What do you think that word is? Right. Now? this is what they
the way
do.
That they treated me made me want to leave immediately.
You're not supposed to be back here. You're not supposed to.
Yeah, look at throw it away. Look at taking all the lobster, throwing it away.
Waste.
Oh, it's beyond waste.
Disgusting, man.
This is
I hate all this all-you-can-eat bullshit anyway.
This is literally the mentality that's depleting our oceans.
Yes.
Like, you have countries that are filled with people like that that are eating everything, and all their children and their grandparents and everything they can find and get their hands on, they're just consuming.
They don't know about conservation. This was like
nothing
white man's thinking.
I think for the sake of the biosphere and for the environment, for all the animals in the oceans and on land and everything, we need to round up all these people. We'll build a 40-foot tall concrete wall somewhere in sub-Saharan Africa, and we just dump them in there, and then they can fend for themselves. How about that? Well, I mean, what is it? China is like just trawling the scraping the bottom of the oceans to feed their billions and billions.
I saw that in Fiji too when I was down there. They'd come with the trawlers and just scraping. I was like, what the hell is going on? And they go through these countries where like they can't stop them, you know. They just clean out the oceans. It's just sickening.
Yep. But red lobster is going under though, right? I think.
They should be because they're disgusting.
Well, I know. But you know, this is what happens.
Oh man.
Yep, doesn't matter. This is what it is every time. Speaking of destroying our environment, now I showed this yesterday. This is in Belgium, the beach there. Let me just play a little bit of this again, and then we'll do a comparison of how it used to look. Did you see this? Speaking of trashing the environment, ruining the biosphere.
Oh, my God.
These people do not care one iota, not even about their own countries. That's why they fled. Beach? This is called Ostend Beach in Belgium. This is in the Flemish territory, I believe.
Oh, my God.
So this is after the success of multiculturalism. Garbage, trash, there's probably poop holes.
Yeah,
there
but it's
too.
Racist to say that they're pooping on the streets and leaving trash and raping, and it's literally happening. It's disgusting.
So someone did a side-by-side comparison. Look at this here. How it used to look.
Yeah.
Aren't we lucky to be strengthened and enriched in this way?
And they have this mentality, someone else will do it. Someone else will come pick it up, or some government or some nonprofit will come and clean it up for us so we don't have to pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's from like my point there is, right? Our countries are literally their toilets. I mean, it's an
toilets
ATM.
Toilets and ATMs, yeah.
Yeah, ATM and toilets. That's how they view it. Yeah, here's a couple of photos here, or pictures, I guess, of... Ostend, I assume it just means East End Beach, basically. Very nice, still, you know, a little bit too crowded there for me, maybe, but still, today, you know, like, it's just riddled with the trash and garbage, and these people don't care. I mean, if I would have seen, I would have just have started picking up the trash.
Yeah.
Even if it's not my job, even if these brown people came in and did this, you know, I would still, like, take some pride, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because also, all that crap's going to wash off into the ocean. Eventually it comes back to you. That's another problem. They've become an environmental liability here. How come no environmentalists are talking about this anymore?
Because
they're all fake environmentalists.
Yeah, going back to the other clip there of the black guy, the gay black guy, taking all the lobster and stuff. Like, there's so much of that, right? Just like, take. Oh, well, you can, right? Just because it's free, just because no one is going to, you know, oh, haha, you got him in a technicality. And now you can just take as much as you want, throw it away just to ruin it, you know,
selfish,
for everyone.
No,
you know?
Long-term thinking, right?
What is that? I did find it here. Look at this. This is what it reminds me of right here. Here we go. Classic from South Africa.
Oh, yes.
These are your economic freedom fighters there, by the way. Kilwaiti. He puts trash away. They take it out and throw it back out again. You dumb, stupid idiots. Yeah, well, you live in the trash town. Look at that. All blacks. One white guy. Is there any other white person in there? I see one white guy, and he's the one who's cleaning up the trash, literally.
Yep. That's what it
is. Never fails, does it?
And the black guy's like taking a picture. They're like taking video of it. Like, look at this. Look at this idiot, dorky white guy who cares about cleaning up trash.
Cleaning up the environment. Here's speaking of one of the other shithole countries, India. First video, India, first impressions. And then apparently this happened, someone claimed this happened less than 24 hours later. There was the second video that came out. This happened in India, / sexual assault.
Yes.
Whoops. Let me see, what is it here? Oh, yeah, okay, someone just kind of proved it with, I guess, some stats, taking screenshots. So, yeah, 24 hours, that's how long you can be excited for India. So be excited when they're coming into our countries because, you know, it's going to be great. It's going to be great when the importation of the rapists occur, which, of course, you can't say in the United Kingdom because they go after you. Here's Carl Benjamin, though, who's been pretty good, right? Sargon of Akkad, he's going places with his rhetoric, which is good to see. A 22-year-old claimed asylum because of homophobic persecution in his native Nigeria. He was jailed this week for raping a Waterford woman.
I mean, they know the magic words, what to say, you know, homophobia, or yeah, pretty soon it'll be some racism or some other garbage, right?
Yep.
Seeking asylum because of, you know, all these dumb made-up reasons. They all are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. Pretty crazy, huh? Okay. Let's see what else we got here.
Hey, based Kiyubi over on Entropy says, Henrik, I've spent time in Sweden recently and was shocked at how you not only have the JQ, but the IQ over there. Everywhere I see Iranians infiltrating positions of power and influence, even nationalist circles. Also, it's depressing. Every friendship group of female Swedes seems to have a token brown. Really?
Yeah, that's probably what it's going to be honest, at this point. But yeah, it's more than Iranians, though. But yeah, I mean, Muslims overall, I guess they would, they are Muslims, I guess. Unless it's secular ones that have left or something like that. But yeah, for the most part, it's the same thing as in the UK, right? It's this active encouragement by the current political establishment to bring these people in, to hand over power and control to them, essentially. And they're like, yay, pass laws against us, you know, kind of thing. But shocked at how you not only have Jewish influence, I guess you assume when you say that, right? Or unless you're meaning that people are aware of it, maybe? Yeah. Depends on where you went and depends on what nationalist circles you're referring to, I guess, right? Maybe the so-called conservative ones. Yeah, you have, you get a lot of that. But there's some decent ethno-nationalists, obviously, in Sweden, too. They're not very pro-Iranian, I'd say. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. So we have this in Germany. Check this out here. So they're basically, as we've said now, killing off their energy independence, right? They want to be dependent on other countries or whatnot. This is back from 2015, so it took them a while, but it says here at that time, Germany's oldest nuclear power plant to shut down. Germany's Grafenrheinfeld reactor, the country's oldest remaining nuclear plant, has been decommissioned. It's part of a move to eliminate all nuclear power plants operating in the nation by 2022. Now, keep in mind, too, 2015, relations with Russia were good. Everything was fine. Nord Stream was being, I think, literally built at this point, I think. And they were like, all right, we have plenty of gas, no problem. And then, like, you know, the invasion of Ukraine happens. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, like, oh, shit, well, we can't buy the gas. Oh, someone blew it up. Oh, shit, what are we doing now? Right? So they actually have blown the cooling towers up now. The two 143-meter-tall towers set for implosion at German nuclear power plant. And here it is. If you like to see things blow up, you know, here's how it looks.
It's 9/11.
Yeah, it's the Jews blowing things up here. If you look close, you can just see a Star of David fly by. Shoo, shoo. Real quick there on the right. 9/11. Yep, that's right. Woo! Yeah, woo! Here goes our energy independence. Yeah,
like, yeah, really? Look, oh my God. I wish I know they're hideous and ugly. And
yeah, I don't like the aesthetic. It looks ugly. There are a lot of danger. I recognize all those things.
But have something better to replace.
But a civilization that's like, let's just import the world and also, you know, let's decommission everything. You know
eliminate all our power plants. Yeah.
Wind is not going to make up for it. Solar is not going to make up for it, not in the current state anyway. And of course, those are even more hideous. And they scattered all throughout the landscape. It's ruining, you know, the biosphere, animal life, all that kind of stuff, right? So I don't like that either. But for now, that's kind of that's kind of all you have in a way, right? So speaking of that, this is interesting because I covered it yesterday, No Go Zone, but I want to mention it again, right? That despite the fact that Germany has been so pro, you know, Ukraine, handing, I think beyond America, I think they're the second country in line in terms of giving the most financial aid support to Ukraine, and also, of course, handing over basically all their weapons, leaving us essentially defenseless against what they also say is a threat when it comes to BRICS and shit like this. It's totally insane, right? But they've now issued arrest warrants for those who they claim blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. And same thing there, where like you'd think then that Germany would be kind of like, okay, you've issued arrest warrants for Ukrainians. And of course, it's come out in the wake of this too, to actually have the headline that Zelensky approved the plan. This is Wall Street Journal here. Zelensky approved the plan. And then, of course, the CIA showed up, and they said, Zelensky, please, can you not blow up the pipelines? And Zelensky was like, sure, I'll not blow a pipeline for you, you know, kind of thing. And then it's like, it went ahead anyway, because, of course, no one have any control of this. I don't buy this whatsoever, but this is the guy now that they've claimed is kind of, like, not that he went rogue, he's a diplomat to the UK, which means that he has diplomatic immunity. So I assume he can't be extradited, he can't be shipped off to Germany to be held accountable. But the point is, just again, the environmental thing. The methane released during this thing was the largest release in human history. Mm. How does it... I read a report again yesterday about like how the biosphere, the life in the Baltic Ocean... potentially might be affected because of all the methane that it then absorbed into the water and stuff like that. It was like 10 times higher.
So someone needs to be accountable for this.
This is eco. It's not only eco-terrorism, it's terrorism on critical infrastructure or whatever. But so the path they're taking with this now, again, as Germany is like, yeah, let's blow up all our nuclear power plants. Then someone blows up the Nord Stream. Now they're totally crippled, and it could still take 2 or 3 winters before we see the full effects of where this will leave not only Germany, who is most dependent on that Russian gas that they're now not getting, but all of Europe. And the Wall Street Journal is like, a drunken evening, a rented yacht, the real story of... Yeah, it was just this... kind of off the cuff, we just kind of decided to go get drunk, and then we just like, yeah, we just scuba dived 80 meters below in September, cold, rigid temperatures, to the bottom of the fucking Baltic Ocean, in 2 different locations, blew the whole thing up, and just like had a laugh about it afterwards. Yeah, you're telling me that we covered it at the time. Like, okay, look, I recognize... personally, I'm not an expert, obviously, of like pressurized, you know, chambers and you know, how far down can you go before you actually need, you know, those, what do they call them? The repressurizing chambers, whatever, there's a term for it. But people were pointing that out at the time in a way, unless they're wrong or lying or something. They were like, you would have to have a vessel that can have one of those aboard. And some people were looking at like, what's the smallest possible one that you can get and stuff. And it's like, it's not going to fit on this, on the Andromeda sailing boat that they supposedly did this from, right? So they admit in the article, it's all this like, oh yeah, all these militaries involved. But it was really just kind of a hand, like a couple of people who were like, kind of decided on their own to do it. It's just, I don't buy it at all, to be honest. It feels like whitewashing. And then even to save face for Zelensky, like, oh no, he totally tried to stop it though. He approved it. But then, oh no, he totally, the CIA told him. And so he totally tried to stop it, you know. I'm not buying it at all. Anyways, it's a long piece about this here. And I just like, yeah, whatever, you know what I mean? It's very fishy, to be honest. Very, very fishy. And it feels like it's more cover up. But remember, initially they were saying, oh, there's the vessel that they did this from, right? You think they had everything? Go down. Just go. Just think about that. Go down there and like planting the explosives and detonate them. And
yeah, it's a big job.
It is a big. It's not just something you do on a drunken night out.
No, and you certainly can't do it drunk.
You know, two blast sites. This is a pretty decent distance between here too, right? People had monitored. I think it was Norwegian NATO vessels, right? Because they've been members longer than Sweden and Finland, obviously. But, you know, that they potentially had something to do with it flying. It could be that this Andromeda thing is like kind of a, what do you call it, a decoy or something like that, that they were actually there or someone had ordered them to go to these places to have plausible deniability or something. I'm not sure. But anyway, it's just fascinating, though, that like you can have this top down approved within the ranks, high up ranks in Ukraine, and Germany is not like, what the fuck, like, we're, of course you're not going to get another dime from us, like no more euros from us, okay? And there's no wider discussion of this. It's like, yeah, we're planning on moving ahead as normal as usual. It's no problem. Anyway, I just, you know, check it out if you want to, you know, if you want more details on this, but I don't buy it. I saw everyone was covering it. I'm just like, why now? Why are they like releasing this all of a sudden? Because Sweden and Denmark had investigations of what happened. They co-jointly dropped it for some reason. I think they should have followed through on it. But they left it up to Germany. And now Germany, who's obviously like an occupied country by America still, were probably like, all right, you do the investigation and you say that it was just this yacht, you know, that did all this. I don't buy it at all. All right, another one here from a guy from Germany, in this case. Remember this guy, Kim.com?
Yeah, I do. I don't know the story. I didn't know that he was facing a trial.
Mega upload. Remember that early days? When was this? 2012
year legal battle.
2004,
is he still active on
5?
Twitter or X?
Yeah, yeah. He posted just a little while ago here. Here he is. Kim, was it Schmitz?
Six kids,
Schmitz,
huh?
Or something like that. Yeah, so he had some brown woman first marriage. Now he has some other white woman, I think. But he is set to be extradited to the United States. Not Assange. He was freed, which is kind of... Look, Assange has suffered sufficiently. I'm not trying to say that he hasn't, but it was kind of interesting, right? New Zealand has finally signed an extradition order after the mega upload founder's 12-year legal battle with the U.S. Here he is right there. He says here... He was facing a long-standing criminal charge relating to his defunct file-sharing service, Mega Upload. The order was signed by New Zealand Justice Minister Paul Goldschmidt, according to Reuters, which said that Mr.com should be surrendered to the U.S. to face trial. As the founder and former CEO of MegaUpload.com, born Kim Schmitz, was accused by U.S. authorities of having cost film studios and record companies over $500 million by enabling users to share pirated content. So I wonder if, did Paul Goldschmidt, had a, does he have a dog in that fight of help giving some Hollywood? Money back to Hollywood?
Yes, of course.
Oh. Yeah, we, yeah, that's, okay, well, that's where they...
So they're gonna get him.
Yeah, the German-born internet mogul moved to New Zealand in 2010 and has been fighting extradition since. Local police, at the behest of FBI, raided his Auckland mansion in 2012. I remember that. Over charges of racketeering, money laundering, and copyright infringement. The DOJ shut down Mega Upload that same year. Anyway, he's been pushing heroes, right? Pushing several conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Digital disinformation. Responded to the deportation ruling on X, saying the obedient U.S. colony in the South Pacific just decided to extradite me for what users uploaded to Mega Upload unsolicited. All right. Okay. So we'll see what happens.
It wasn't like he said, hey, you can upload movies and music here. He just turned a blind eye to it when it happened.
I mean, I still agree with that thing with the torrent thing, right? Like, okay, you have a technology here. And the technology is basically, hey, look over. It's a road sign, basically. Like, hey, look over there. You can get this. It's not hosted.
They're not hosted.
Well, he was actually. Let me correct that. Mega Upload actually was hosting. Excuse me. God damn it. it was hosting those things. So I'm wrong there. But I'm saying. Why? Anyway, okay, fine. It is what it is.
He's supposed to police. He's supposed to police all the content that goes up there.
Exactly. Take everything off that is, you know, unlawful or whatever. I get that it's different than torrent, but they've been going after torrents in the same way. Obviously, remember. And for the longest time, it was like you're judging the bones, the framework, the infrastructure that acts as a function for something, you know, kind of thing. But yeah, who knows what's going to happen to this guy? But yeah, he's still active on. his ex there. So, you know, he's a BRICS guy. I noticed that much anyway. Just in, BRICS invites Palestine to BRICS summit in October. BRICS is going to save us. You know, kind of thing. It's the false dichotomy of the BRICS scenario. Here's another one he did. Look, I get that he's angry with the United States because of what they're how they're going after him. But that doesn't mean that the flip side, the gay fake multipolar option here is any better, right?
Yeah.
The end of the U.S. dollar dominance. The world is abandoning the bully. The U.S. won't be able to raise debt. Money printing will be the only tool. Hyperinflation will destroy U.S. assets. Expected the biggest crash in history. 159 countries set to adopt BRICS' new payment system. And, you know, if these guys get power, you know, with like Winnie the Pooh and I guess the other Pooh guy, Pajit Pooh over there, Modi, they will be like, you're racist. You're a racist country. We're going to tell you, we occupy you now. We're a racist country. You know, that's what's going to happen if there's a crash in the US. This is what I'm saying before, speaking of the Ukraine thing, right? Like, if this was a real threat, right, you'd think maybe we shouldn't hand over all our, like, literally become defenseless all over the West and just, like, shipments of all our weaponry and most advanced weapon systems just going to be blown up in Ukraine. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Inlore on Odyssey says, haven't been able to be here live in a long time, so just a little something to support. Thank you for keeping the flame of our folk burning bright. Hindla or is that Oregon? In Oregon? Hindla, Oregon? Yeah, I think
it's
so.
It's got to be, right?
In Oregon.
Yeah, okay, cool. Thank you.
I'm from Oregon. How do I not know that? Okay, I'll check that out. The Virginian Drifter says, happy Friday, Henrik and Lana. Not sure if you
commented. You sounded just like Susan Wojcicki there, but
happy Friday. Swedish government announcing.
The clip that we played. Happy Friday.
Don't ever say that again.
Oh, shit. Shots fired.
Not sure if you commented on the Swedish government announcing they would help immigrants to remigrate if they failed to integrate 10,000 Swedish crowns. A positive first step or nothing burger. I mean, 10,000 Swedish kroner isn't that much either.
Yeah, so I covered that a little bit yesterday. Let me see here. Where was that story? Let me see if I can pull that up again, which is, it's a very good start. Let me pull it up so people can see it. It's a great start, but it's also this worrying aspect of this migration minister. And I don't think she is, let me find the link here. I think she might be still moderate party, or maybe she was one of the few Sweden Democrats that actually got that position. Yeah, here's Remix News had this, and I think this is what you're referring to here. Sweden has announced plans for a voluntary remigration scheme for migrants who have obtained Swedish citizenship but failed to integrate into Western society. The Minister of Justice is reviewing a proposal that would see even naturalized migrants paid a lump sum to leave Sweden and return to their homeland. Why do we need to pay for this?
We shouldn't.
This is a bribe.
But they'll just come right back
in. Well, that's what I said.
Like, have IDs.
How do you prevent them from just walking right back over again and doing the same thing over again? Sure, I'll leave again.
I know.
I'll leave again. Give me, you know.
We can give them tattoos.
Can we chip them?
Can we give them
chipping? Brain chips implants?
I support using chips for this purpose. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And then if they take too many lobsters, you know, they could just bzzzt.
Yeah.
For those who have not entered Swedish society, remigration can be a way to create a better life for themselves, said Sweden's migration minister, Maria Stenergård.
What is 10,000 kroner worth right
now? It's about $1,000.
Yeah, I mean, what's that in this day and age?
Yeah, you know? I know. This is one of several ways, but listen to this though. Here's the problem, right? This is one of several ways which we can achieve sustainable immigration that strengthens integration and reduces exclusion.
No, you just deport their asses and don't let any more of them in. It's really that simple.
Because, I mean, obviously, at the end of the day, we're all very excited about having one of these guys.
Oh, I can't wait.
Marrying one of our daughters.
Oh, can't
right?
wait.
Because we're very excited about having these guys integrating into our society.
You know how they always stand so close to each other and they always have this eye, this certain black eye that looks at you?
The trust. Oh, I can't use. God damn it. Oh, no, I can't actually. Okay, hang on.
A Where face you can trust.
Yes, there's a very, it's a trustworthy, we call it lute in Swedish. Right there. Right?
Oh my God.
Can I please use it? God damn it. Okay, I can't. Anyway, you see him right in the middle there, right? Look at that. Look at these guys here.
Oh, God. No.
Because, of course, we're all dying to have these people just be good Swedes and integrate into our society and become just one of us, right? No, so my point is I'd rather take the bad ones. I'd rather take, for now, those with the burqa and the hijab and the face, you know, towel on.
Because they mark themselves.
They stand out. I'd rather take kind of the bad behaving ones, if you will. And I'm not saying that these are these obviously well-behaved guys here, but I'm just saying, no.
Bunch of inbreds there too.
Otherwise, we will be forever altered ethnically, and we will cease to exist as a distinct group if you just bring these people in and then let them now, you know, they're just like us, you know, kind of thing.
Brandon the Great, I saw that nice on Odyssey, says the scowl of retardation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know. Oh my gosh. So yeah,
what would we do without these men in our countries?
We would die. Oh my gosh. Doctors, the rocket fuel scientists, the engineers. So it's like this kind of, well, that's good, right? That's good, but then it's also, do you see what I'm saying? Isn't it better to have it worse for a little bit longer? I'm split on it. It could also be this, of course, to be fair, then. Positive momentum, right? Of like saying, oh, we can do this. Okay, well, great.
Getting used to the idea of remigration, exactly. Repatriation. Getting used to the idea of getting them the hell out.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's a good first step.
It is a good first step. So I generally agree, but then there's that dangerous aspect, right? That Ulf Kristersson, the prime minister, was a moderate conservative guy. It's like, oh, we need more LGBTQ immigrants and we need to have them they just need to fit in and become us.
Well, they'll just that's say they that want, they're gay, you know? Then at the borders to get in. I heard Sweden wants more gays. I'm
yeah,
here.
Well, yeah,
I'm
but fabulous. Then but then that happens, right? Yes, yeah, exactly. Homophobic persecution rapes woman. You know what I mean? Yes. that's what happens. They lie, right? They lie and they steal and they cheat. And I mean, look at these trustworthy. Once again, let's really take a good look here. Shall we? Here's
I mean, just based on a cold reading, anyone with street smarts, they see this pack together, huddled very closely, of dodgy-looking men across the street. I mean, come on, it's obvious. These are not good people.
Yeah, they have
trustworthy
it's,
people.
It's Åke, Per, Mats, Fredrik, och Göran här in the shot. They're just like us, bros. Okay?
What can
just
they give Sweden that Sweden doesn't already have, other than crime?
Yeah, exactly. Åke Bengtsson, Rune Göransson, Olof Pettersson, Andreas Johansson, Fredrik Bengtsson. All right, anyway. Holy fuck. Like, get
out.
Get your arse out of your heads
out.
Here. Out, exactly. Raus. Okay, anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was
right.
Looking forward to this next story because I laughed my ass off when I see you added this. I was like, sloth fever?
Sloth fever.
Sloth, like the animal that no one ever sees that moves really slow because they're high from
like
eating these
one?
Leaves all day.
Apparently they get fever, and if they get a fever, it's called sloth
then
fever.
Then we get the fever because who's touching, who's making contact with these sloths?
What could it be doing? Is there any parallels to the monkeypox kind of overlap here? What's happening? They're slow, so it's easy to grab them.
Oh god!
Suggestion here, right, is that you also will you'll become like a sloth when you get it. You'll be very
spread by insect
very
bites.
Slow.
Mosquitoes has been reported for the first time in Europe. Oh, gee, is it because we imported in the humans that got bit by these mosquitoes? Could that possibly be why?
No, definitely not. same thing there. I showed it yesterday, but that's also why, of course, we're getting monkeypox in Sweden now, too, by the way. Because, of course, people are coming from Africa and going straight in. But no, don't stop the borders, though. Just keep it coming so we can get some more sloth fever and monkeypox.
Sloth fever.
It's a spread to humans within 19 victims in Europe so far. And now experts warn... We should be worried. This Daily Mail. This could become unstoppable. Oh,
there is
gosh.
No vaccine yet.
Actually, apparently there is. Oh, no, sorry. That was a monkeypox. That's right. I'm sorry. I'm confusing.
That's the one that gays get, right?
Yeah. Yep. Travelers advised to consider. And remember how they changed it? They couldn't say monkeypox because that was racist.
Mpox.
It's Mpox now. Travelers advised to consider monkeypox AIDS vaccine. They consider what is it? I don't think they're doing mRNA on everything now yet, but they will at some point, right? But can't you close the borders? Do you have to go there then?
They didn't even do this during, you know, all the stuff with COVID, right? I mean, they didn't even shut the borders then.
Well, they put us in lockdown.
When we were in lockdown.
We couldn't move, people from, but the borders were still open. Remember?
That's right. People from Europe couldn't come until they got the jab. But if you're brown, you could just walk across the border.
Of course. Yep, absolutely. So anyway, be very afraid because, you know, now it's sloth fever, apparently. that's coming up next here. There's always something new. It's monkeypox.
Look at that animal. Look at
I kind of like these guys, actually.
I know. It's like, don't blame the sloth. It's not the sloth's fault.
Is it a sloth in Ice Age? One of the...
Yeah, the one with the lisp.
Chris Rock, is that the sloth? No.
And some other Latino guy, I think.
No, I think it was Chris Rock, unless it's another animal I'm thinking of. I might be right on that, anyway. Yeah. All right.
They're in South America, though, right? Sloths, mostly?
I don't know, actually.
I think so. Yeah.
Africa? No.
I think it's South America. Brazil, Bolivia, Colombia, that type of thing. Peru, maybe.
There's no vaccine for the disease, which originates in pale-throated sloths. Okay. Non-human primates and birds. All right. I don't know why people should be afraid of this, but there you go. Next level. Be very afraid. Ignore the rapists, though, on the streets, because Daily Mail would never do an article about that. Watch out. Your kid could be next. Slashed, raped, question mark? What should we do to stop it? No, instead it's be afraid of sloth fever.
Yeah, they live mainly in South America and Brazil. Hey, we got a guy in the chat from Brazil. When's the last time you saw a sloth? Like, how common is this?
Are they anywhere? I assume they're very...
It's not like seeing a koala in Australia, and even that is hard. I lived in Australia for a time. I'm like, where are these damn koalas? You know, to go to some petting zoo to see one.
Yep. Yeah, because... The newly arrived Australians are eating them all. Isn't that how it goes? They're finishing them all off. Now, this is... So we're going to get into our... We have a little Trump Kamala segment here. And we can begin with this here. Apparently, Eric Trump claims he's half Jewish. Did you hear this? Yeah, listen to this here.
A minority in this room is really interesting. You know, my sister always called me the Shabbat boy, right? Everybody knows this.
You should be proud of that, dude.
I'm half Jewish. Yeah, I think everybody knows this, right? Ivanka and Jared are Jewish, and I've done more Sabbath dinners, and I've done more great events, and, you know, occasionally they'll ask me to actually push the button in the elevator to bring them up to the show.
Wait, is his wife Jewish? That's why he's joking around?
I looked into that, remember? And I looked at
the claims that, he's got Trump has all these
Trump's
Jewish
wives. And then I looked into the wives of the sons, right? Because there's, three sons and one. And obviously, yes, Ivanka, she married a Jew. Jared Kushner, she converted. That technically doesn't make her Jewish, right? But the other guys, which I've heard thrown around many, many times, Eric Trump didn't marry a Jew. Neither did Donald Jr. marry a Jewess. And, of course, Barron is not married yet. So we'll see what direction he goes. But the point is that must mean that he's saying that Ivana Trump is Jewish then.
No.
Which she's not. He's not listed there. She was buried in an, I think it was,
is
Orthodox
he just like,
Christian.
She's Catholic, right? Maybe he's like meaning tongue-in-cheek, like I'm culturally Jewish.
I don't know.
Because I'm surrounded by so many, you know, Jews or whatever.
Or is this something that she converted at some point? Or I don't know. It's just very...
Who's Eric married to?
I forget, actually.
It's not his wife, is it?
Let's see if I have that map still. What's that?
It's not his wife, is it?
Yeah, but that wouldn't make him half Jewish.
No. But he's joking around like my other half. So I'm half Jewish, right?
Well, as I said, I don't think they did marry. Let me just see if I have that. There's like a map of the whole family.
Oh, the
there.
Laura girl. Okay.
Yeah, Laura Trump. Yeah, no, she's not Jewish. I looked her up. Do I have that still? Yeah, here it is. The Trump dynasty tree.
Here we are doing live early life checks.
God damn it! I hate these new formats they have. Web. Okay. God damn it. Okay.
I don't know what the hell Eric
the
is talking
here
about.
I don't know.
Can you hear that one more time? A clip, can you play that
yes,
one more time?
Yes, you are allowed. Let's hear it one more time. Here we go.
A minority in this room is really interesting. My sister always called me the Shabbat boy, right? Everybody knows this.
Can't even say that right.
Because I'm actually, I'm half Jewish. I think everybody knows this, right? Ivanka and Jared are Jewish, and I've done more Sabbath dinners, and I've done more great events. And
Jared. Okay, so he's talking about Ivanka and Jared because of the Jared connection. So he's joking around, I'm half Jewish, because he's doing all this Jewish stuff to please his brother-in-law. That's what he means.
Okay, so it's a joke?
Not that he's literally half Jewish, but like, come on, I'm half Jewish. I got this brother-in-law. We do all these Jewy holidays together because Ivanka married him. Yeah, that's what he means.
I just know there's a lot of the, and I mean, again.
That's what he meant.
Okay. We talk about that all the time. Obviously, like, yeah, the major, major point of criticism with Trump for us personally is, of course, is that he's very bad on Israel. And, you know, he would probably pass laws, anti-Semitism laws and things like that. Who knows, right? But there's also a lot of like exaggeration on the critiques of Trump. They're like, he married Jews. They're all Jews, you know, kind of thing. And so this is the family tree here, right? And so I look through all the wives of those that are Vanessa Hayden, Donald Trump Jr.'s wife. She was had like Danish heritage. She was not Jewish, but people have said that she was Jew. Obviously, yes, Ivanka Trump converted. She married a Jew. But Eric, there, Laura Yunuska, I checked her out. There was nothing in there, unless they're hiding all of this, right? And now, of course, I think, is it Donald Trump that married the Latina or something, right? He divorced Vanessa Hayden there.
Yeah, the ho-looking one. The old ho-looking one.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so as far as I know, okay, it's a tongue-in-cheek. I don't know why he would say it. But at the same time, then he realized, he's also saying it because of the events that he's at.
Yeah,
right?
Isn't he thinks it's cool and people are going to laugh. And, you know, some Jews might think, it's so cute. He's the Shabbos goy and he thinks it's cool.
Yeah.
It's never cool to be the Shabbos goy, Eric. Come on. Wake up.
Eric Trump at ECAP. What does that stand for again? ECAP? Health Summit? Is that what it says? Anyway. Says, no family in the world that loves Orthodox community more than Trump family. That's a very bad headline here, Yeshiva World News. What's going on? Eric Trump, son of former President Donald Trump, addressed the Orthodox Jewish crowd.
That's why he said it.
ECAP Healthcare Summit being held at Trump Doral in Miami on Monday.
And that's why so many Jews were laughing at the Shabbos Goy. They're like, yes, yes, our Shabbos Goy.
Push my buttons, Eric.
And this was like a couple years ago, too.
Yeah. There's no family in the world that loves the Orthodox community more than the Trump family, and there's no family that loves Israel more than the Trump family, Eric told the cheering crowd, right? So that's where that clip is from. So again, of course, that's one of the one of the big problems here. But more of this has been coming up, and we'll get to, you know, there's a little bit of bickering back and forth with like the Adelsons and stuff, or one of them now because the other one died, right? Can MAGA explain to me why are we flying Israeli flags on the campaign trail again? Again, I think this was at a specifically Jewish event or something like that. Right, is that a yarmulke in the front row there? I think it is. So this is what
the little beret that keeps it in place. I love
the beret?
No, like the little hair beret that they like snap.
Oh, is that what that's called?
To keep the hat in place.
Oh, so it doesn't fly off in the wind kind of thing. Yeah, I've seen that.
Ugly hair.
Goes away. It's funny. It was God's will. Manipulated, Trump blows up billionaire mega donor's phone with angry texts. And it's like, okay. And first I was like, well, this seems promising. Good. The ex-president got a top aide to send texts accusing the donor's massive Preserve America pack of being run by rhinos. But aides fear he's being manipulated. What the Trump is? I don't understand. So what is this about? Well, okay. It's about Miriam Adelson. Right, which is Sheldon Adelson's surviving widow, which, of course, he's a hardcore Zionist Jew, but he has dumped tons of money into Trump's campaign. He did it the last election and the one before that. But they say here on the Daily Beast,
why can't Trump just take it and say, okay, thank you, I'm going to do what I'm going to do?
That would be ideal, yes.
Stab him in the back, for once.
Stab them in the back. Her, yeah, in this case, yep.
Her.
The angry former president targeted Miriam Adelson, one of the Republican Party's wealthiest backers, over claim that her $100 million Preserve America pack was being run by rhinos. The messages said that her late husband, Sheldon Adelson, the billionaire casino boss, who was a major Republican and Trump donor, would not have allowed such aides to be involved in his operation. Trump was close to both Adelsons for many, many years and gave Miriam the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2018. Remember that? And we'll get around to that too, by the way. Let me play that. This is what happened. The comment. This is like, when are they reporting this? August 11th. And it's like, oh, okay, trouble in paradise. Can we get Adelson out of there? Or as you said, ideally.
Take the money. Take their money, do what you're going to do.
Yes, I'll give you the West Bank. And then you just, no. Yes. When you get in, like, absolutely. But anyway, CNN covered this. Listen to this.
I want to talk about this comment that Trump made last night as he was praising one of his donors. He said the Presidential Medal of Freedom for civilians was superior to the Medal of Honor because those recipients of the Medal of Honor are often wounded or dead soldiers. Let's listen to this.
We gave Miriam the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's the highest award you can get as a civilian. It's the equivalent of the Congressional Medal of Honor, but civilian version. It's actually much better because everyone gets the Congressional Medal of Honor. That's soldiers. They're either in very bad shape because they've been hit so many times by bullets, or they're dead. She gets it, and she's a healthy, beautiful woman. It's right. And they're rated equal.
Is she beautiful?
Their spin on this, because even the black contributor
discussion
there
about what
on the
Trump
right
said.
Later, like, well, obviously Adelson is, she's so great and lovely and beautiful, and I understand he just wanted to praise her or whatever, but their angle is basically he's calling military men useless again. Remember that they had that other line for a while. He called them dumb dogs or I forget what it was, whatever. Obviously he's very pro, you know, military and all that stuff, because they'll do the bidding for Israel, I guess. So here she is, right? Actually, during that ceremony, right? Miriam Adelson's long operated in the shadows of her powerful husband, Sheldon Adelson, and now after his death, she's playing in politics as a solo practitioner for the first time. Pro-Israeli donor with $100 million plan to elect Trump. This is from...
Yeah, she was born in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, they're Jews, but they're in America and made all their money in America, and then it's all Israeli issues, right? That's the thing. Headline we've shown a couple of times.
$27 billion.
Yes,
$27 billion.
There's so much money out there. Trump is desperate for Miriam Adelson's cash. What will she expect in return? Haaretz asked, and say the former president and convicted felon is holding a fire sale on future presidential authority. Miriam Adelson wants to be his biggest donor, but in return, she wants Israeli sovereignty over the West Bank. We've shown this a couple of times, right? But this is one of the reasons where it's like, oh, shit, you know. But as you said, if you can just take her money then and don't do anything, that'd be ideal. But maybe he's a true believer, right? That's one of the big problems here. So that's why, you know, he was like, they're campaigning with Israeli flags, and that's kind of part of it now, which is one of our biggest critique against Trump. And of course, as we roll around and talk more in a moment here, but of course, that doesn't mean the option is any better. I mean, Kamala would be, as much as we hate to see Trump, you know, bowing to these issues and all that stuff, where he can be, you know, remotely good occasionally on some issues when it comes to like immigration and things like this.
And maybe
this would
the
be
economy.
A fucking disaster.
Maybe the
this.
Economy, maybe helping with all these skyrocketing prices. And I mean, it's just so unaffordable. Everyone is complaining how expensive things are and constantly worrying about money right now. I mean, grocery prices are insane. It's, you know, you have the add to cart feature. People could shop at, you know, I don't shop there, but like Walmart or wherever, Instacart or something. And people are adding like the same things. You reorder. And 3 years ago, it's like a 400% increase or something crazy for the same groceries.
Some things even more, I think, actually.
And then housing prices and rent and this bitch would just make everything just more money. And of course, they signed that Emergency Inflation Act and it didn't do anything except made everything worse. But she still hasn't released her official policy platform yet, which is utterly amazing. Mm-hmm. But here she is like talking about really what her official policy is.
Yeah. And I want to say this. I guess we'll get into this here. Basically what they're doing now is this, because it's expensive, then just free money for everyone, right? You just vote for me. You know,
free
kind of
money,
just money
and
by print.
Government, you know, controlling the costs of groceries. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Well, and we'll talk about that in a minute. All right. Yeah.
You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke.
Smoked a lot of weed before this.
And you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The cackling.
She's just unhinged. Oh, lunatic.
Oh, can you
imagine?
She's
a lunatic, and she's really, like, honestly dumb.
Well, yeah.
When she answers, she can't even answer things. Like, this, she's running for president.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they've given up on having candidates that. At this point, it's just a humiliation ritual. You know, I mean, again, and as much as I want Trump to be good over this Israel shit, it's kind of the same thing there. It's also a humiliation for like anybody who's like wants to put America first in that case, right? It's just like this. What? Just dump all that shit immediately, you know, kind of thing. But it won't happen. So you have this like crazy lunatic on this side, right? You know, Comrade Kamala here, essentially, and then you have an Israel first candidate on the other side, and even despite all the things of being stuck between that rock and a hard place, I still think, though, if Trump does manage to get in, if they don't manage to, you know, cheat or whatever they have up their sleeve here to get this cackling, you know, lunatic in office, they will probably implode the economy under Trump and use him as the fall guy. Oh, right? Here's this right-wing white nationalist, you know, the Nazi who destroyed America or whatever. If she gets in, it might actually just naturally collapse because it's just it'll be total. You know, I know it's controlled demolition. So these are puppets. It's not that she will do anything. You can still make the argument now, like who is actually even in charge now? You know what I mean? We know it's not the president because it's never been like that.
Where is Joe Biden? Is he even alive still?
Yeah, he's alive. But, you know, they wheeled out this other guy, supposedly. They were like 4 inches taller than the previous version of Biden recently. Remember that?
There was
all of a sudden he was like towering over his wife and stuff. And people were like, wait a minute, what happened? Did he grow 4 inches here over the last, you know?
I know some astrologers were predicting that he wasn't even going to make it to the end of his presidency, that Kamala was actually going to step in.
But
things weren't looking good for her, that it's looking like even in looking at Trump's astrological chart that he is going to win.
Uh-huh.
So I think he's going to win.
Well, you have this, right? Where was it here? Is this from a while ago? I thought I saw this in passing just the other day here. Rikers is ready for Trump. Let me see here. Now, this is before some of the... in New York Times. Let me see if I can just get this here. I saw it in passing. Maybe this is somewhat older news. Somebody just recycled on Twitter or something like that. But basically, someone said that Merchant, the lunatic judge there, were basically like, yeah, we're going to put him in jail before, basically within a month, September like 14th.
Because they know he's going
to They're win. Making preparations to get him to be put in jail for like a year or something like that. Over, again, like these are charges that no one would normally spend jail time for. I think the most serious charges were dropped against Trump or whatever. But anyway, but this is just a side note to what like where things still could go potentially. Because you have to keep in mind, there's a whole faction of the establishment here that are genuinely terrified of another Trump presidency, essentially.
But what would a woke White House look like? Well, we can look at a clip just recently. This is America. America!
Mm-hmm. Is this one here?
Mm-hmm.
Let's move. What? Can you teach me how to dirty? You know why? Because all the girls love me. All I need is a beat that's super pumping. And for you to back it up.
All it is, like, let's just dance and twerk and take a selfie and like talk about
thing.
How cool we are and just oh my god,
I know. Oh, look at my Black at my power, African-American
right?
over there.
Am I right?
Yep. Well, Kamala too, right? With her, remember that's that one clip of her dancing.
Oh my god.
I mean, she's not even black, right? I mean, we've talked she's Indian who like converted later because it was like advantageous, essentially.
Yeah, so now she's basically copying Trump. Remember JD Vance said he wanted to propose a $5,000 child tax credit per child. Mm-hmm. And now she's like, and then the whole media was like, oh my god, you can't, that's offensive to people without children, and think of them and all this. And now she's rolling with this $6,000 credit for newborns, and then they're praising her over this, you know. And then also
let me show you a couple of those, right? People have done screenshots, added in a couple of these in case you didn't see them yet. Okay, yeah, this was the text version of what you said, essentially, right? But, like, yeah. So she's a copycat on everything that the Trump campaign has launched. They picked up on it and just offered a little bit more of the same, essentially. So this is, like, getting in front of the, you know, like, but it's, again, a lot of it is just about, like, money. We're going to give you, just vote for me and we'll give you money. I mean, this will be a miracle for the economy, right? So there's two more screenshots.
Yeah, well, then also remember Trump had proposed not taxing tips,
mm-hmm.
which is, yeah, of course, good idea. Now she's rolling with that.
Yeah, she picked up that and said she's rolling out a new policy position saying she'll fight to end taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers. This is what they do. So, yeah, that seems to be some weird... and I guess this does... This does trigger Trump, apparently. Like, he went off on Truth Social the other day, or like, God damn it, you know, kind of thing. And that seems to be like the strategy of the campaign. It's just to have this cackling whore, Comrade Kamala Harris, to just like do everything she can to just like get under his skin to make it seem that he, look at this angry white man. Oh, you know, he's like just, you know, because he used to be like having fun with it or whatever. But if you're just kind of angry all the time about something, it's kind of also be like,
her plan is basically, let's be woke, let's get free shit. And then it's just a plan for more plans, right? Mm-hmm. But her big thing that she's running on, because she doesn't even actually have a platform versus Trump's website, which we'll show later, but government-controlled food prices. That's like her big thing that she's rolling on. Oh, and as far as the free money, $25,000 checks for first-time home buyers, but this would also include illegals. This would include a lot of non-whites, mm-hmm. right? Let's just print out more money, right? Anyway, there's a good economist on how government-controlled food prices is a disaster, because she's literally talking about, oh, these high food prices, and we need the government to come in and basically set the price of eggs and milk and all these things. Insane.
Let
the tips.
Oh, yeah. Let me just
play
that.
Literally copying Trump on all this. Right?
Okay, let me turn up here.
And eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
And then they had this, I got to say this too, because we didn't touch on any of this yet, but you've had this very fake and gay campaign to drop certain images that are not from the campaign, that are AI generated. And then Republicans and conservatives picks up on this and say, see, her audiences, they've faked all of this. And then they can come out and they can say, see, they're crazy. They're thinking it's AI doing all these kinds of things. You know what I mean? So that's a whole nother layer to it as well, of like how they're trying to like, misinformation, disinformation, and they claim it's this and that. I wouldn't be surprised if they did use something like that. I'm not saying it wouldn't happen, but I'm saying it's a lot of that like kind of deflection and distraction right now on that front. This is another one here. Price controls.
Yeah, so here's an economist, and this is on CNN, mind you, and even they are like, oh, this is probably not a good idea. This has been done in, South American countries, Soviet Union. Here's why it's bad.
Let's listen.
In case you need to be reminded.
Here, I read your piece, and I heard you just mention it. The federal ban on price gouging for groceries. You are skeptical of this. Why?
Well, first of all, nobody can explain what price gouging means. It's like that old line about pornography. I know it when I see it, in the sense that what does it mean to have an excessive price or an excessive profit margin? That seems to be shorthand for...
What about this? They don't know what pornography is? I don't understand. Okay, all right, whatever. That's a side issue.
A price or a profit margin that bugs me. That seems too high. It's very hard to pin down what this would actually mean. If you look at the legislation that, as I mentioned, is already in the Senate, led by Senate Warren and Senator Bob Casey and a slew of others, the particular way that this is written, which is likely to be the template for any proposal that Harris would eventually embrace, is especially bad in that it just bans excessive prices, grossly excessive prices, grossly excessive profit margins, and says that the Federal Trade Commission can use any metric it deems appropriate to decide what that would mean, which basically says, like, it's not going to be markets, it's not going to be supply and demand that's determining how much your grocery store charges you for milk or for eggs. It's going to be some bureaucrat in DC, which seems like totally unworkable, first of all, for the FTC to be deciding like how much Kroger charges for eggs in Michigan. But it also would be very bad for markets. We've seen this kind of thing tried in lots of other countries before: Venezuela, Argentina, the Soviet Union, etc. It leads to shortages, it leads to black markets, plenty of uncertainty. And beyond that, the specific way this bill is written might actually increase prices because of some of the other language in it. Things like requiring companies, public companies, to disclose in their quarterly reports, their quarterly earnings reports, how they're setting prices, which is a great way to help them collude, which normally we don't want them to do. So anyway, you know, the devil's in the details, I guess, for that bill, but it's really hard for me to imagine any form of legislation that preserves the spirit of what she's proposing that would not be, you know, at best do nothing, at worst cause a lot of harm.
Yep. Yeah, and she just says these things, but there's no plan on how it's going to be done. Like, okay, we're going to have the government control the prices of groceries. Okay, where do you begin?
Yeah, it's this,
and how do you know? How do you not know that that's a bad idea based on how it's been tried in so many countries before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I know. It's like you'd think it'd be this, like, well, of course, you know, kind of like on the surface, right? Because I get this idea that people are so sick and fed up of these mega corporations and the corruption
with
and
the
they
greed.
Can just the free market capitalism that, you know, I see that some people are always like, yeah, you know, kind of like they should just fucking ban them from charging too high on an item or whatever. But again, but that's not the goal. Every time this is what happens, right? You create the problem and then here you offer the solution, and then literally, as she says, it just makes it worse.
And
you have like food shortages. You have the starvation. You get equality reduction, right? Government now all of a sudden like, oh no, this is totally fine. We approve this or whatever. This is totally fine, and it will drive down, you know, wages then more. Or, you know, what I mean, like there's always the problem is just the out of control just money printing and spending and not basing it on anything and the inflation and stuff
like and constantly just, letting people in
well
and taking care
stop
of
stop giving people. Money to Israel, stop giving money to Ukraine, stop giving Africa billions of dollars. It's just right. Stop giving everyone else all this money.
Take care of your own people for once.
I think it was what was it, the highest ever now, the interest alone on the national debt being paid every month? It was like 140, I don't know, I can't remember. It was something absurd. It was just like hundreds of billions.
Yeah, and income taxes goes just to pay the debt interest.
It's, I mean, it's over. it's over. It's done. The damage is done. It's just like how painful will the collapse? Again, unless then they have some... Well, we're just going to nullify that system now, and now we have this digital currency, and hocus pocus, zimzalabim, you know, abracadabra.
Disappear and, you all know, that debt.
Because it is, I mean, it is a lie. It's literally just, I mean, look, I'm not going to be one of these retards to say, why can't we just print more money? Literally, they're just, you know, but at the same time, it's the midwit meme, right, kind of thing, like the retard says that. But then, you know, the one who actually is like looked through the whole fucking thing and looked at the economic system is like, they just put numbers on a screen, and then that's it. It will have consequences. I'm not saying that. You can't just put endless amounts of numbers on a screen without that actually having real-life impacts and consequences down the line. And now we're beginning to see that with the rise of inflation. But no one is tackling that, and the problem is here. Both sides are probably going to be like, just vote for me, and just we'll give you more money, you know, kind of thing.
So now what's happening? It's getting so expensive that people that are retired are having to go back to work just to be able to make ends meet. I mean, this is horrible.
Which is then driving out other people out of the workforce if the pensioners, elderly, are willing to work for a lower wage.
Well, if they can even get those jobs, too, if they're, you know, letting in tons of
Mexicans. But open the borders. Yep, you know. Exactly. Yeah, we need the more workers than ever, you know.
Yeah, so it's old ladies time now. Living is just retired nurse, and I might have to go be a nurse again.
Listen.
The cost of living is just going up and up and up. So I've recently applied for a few jobs just because I need some additional sustenance to help me make ends meet from on a day-to-day basis.
What kind of work are you looking for?
Well, I wanted a change of career. I am a retired nurse.
That's a dumb question. What kind of work are you looking for?
I'm going to go into, I thought the DEI field will be very important. I was going to be a diversity, equity, inclusion officer.
I just
at
thought
Walmart?
That next question was just so wrong, the flow. I mean, it's awful what's happening. This lady's talking about having to go back to work because prices are just so insane. Yeah.
But what kind of work?
Yeah. sex work?
I have to start an OnlyFans account.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a like, seniors, you know what I mean? OnlyFans for seniors.
fucking nightmare. Okay. Was there more in this clip?
It's just a point of that happening.
No, we got it.
And then one of the other things that Kamala wants to do is build more housing for basically this
build them.
Constant
build it and
influx
they will come.
Of people that are coming, because that's one of the reasons why everything is so expensive, right? Because of a housing shortage. So she's talking about 3 million new housing units, and you know, where's all this money going to come from? Tax incentives for first-time home buyers. So let in all these people. We'll build all these extra units. We give them $25,000 checks so they can get in there. And by the way, there's already special, I've looked into this, mortgage assistance programs just for non-whites, first-time home buyers that are non-whites. There's not programs for white people. Chris Langan, the smartest man in the world, says there's not a housing shortage.
The leftist debunked that because he understands that white genocide is real, so he's a bad guy. So he's not the smartest guy in the world anymore, okay?
It's not a housing shortage. There is a 25 million plus illegal immigrant issue. Deport the illegals, create better systems for legal pathways, blah, blah, blah. This is easy. Why are you dumb? We can actually fix this issue since you guys caused it. Exactly. Deportation and stop letting them in. Then we have houses.
Yep, that's correct.
And maybe a vaccine die-off is going to be happening here sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. God. Oh, did the entropy go down? Let me see here. Can you access it still?
Let me see.
Sometimes that happens.
Let me refresh.
Okay.
Still going. No, it's still there.
Okay, all right. It's just on my end then. Okay, never mind. Just checking. Exactly. Of course, it's a surplus of people. Can this goddamn COVID jab kick,
that's what
kick
I'm saying.
In yet or what? You know,
as he's saying, there's all these unskilled, unproductive, non-white freeloaders reproducing like rabbits at the expense of better qualified people who can't afford to raise their own families.
Exactly.
That summarizes it. In bold, all of which are non-whites.
Yes. Well, that's the truth, okay?
Okay, so we know how to solve this. We know what needs to be done. We just need to get the power to like get it done.
Yeah. I mean, again, this is going to there's consequences for this, right? You know, you can't just keep doing this shit.
With America, I already think it's so big and so out of control. We're talking about secessionist movements in the future where people are going to be like, no, I'm out. Let's go do our own thing.
Well, that would be ideal.
That's what has to happen.
It's too big. It's too diverse. And it doesn't mean that you can't get back the territory later or something like that. But there's going to be emergency measures taken to ensure that, people will be able to continue to live and you know, have a have a functioning society at some point.
Yes.
So it's a two-edged sword, right? In some regards, a kind of a collapse is in a way a good thing, because then, of course, that centralized power structure that keeps everything in check kind of that loosens or maybe even disintegrates. It's not even there anymore. And you have then much more local control where people can do what they would want to do, essentially. But I don't know how this is going to turn out. It's just the level of migration, the importation of hostile foreign fifth column armies into Western countries is unheard of in the scale that we now have.
Yes.
It's historically unparalleled. There's nothing we can look towards. We can't. Oh, well, you know, the Germanic peoples and, you know, flooded into Rome. And that, no, it's nothing at all comparative to that. Like, it's totally different. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Completely different. So this is, it's get ready for a shit show. And it might not happen tomorrow. And it might be other things here that they're trying to do to keep control. And we know that now, right? AI and patch up and robots and automation and, like, you know, to keep this thing glued up and taped up and together for a while. But it's going to be a patchwork that eventually, I think, is just not, it's, you can't hold, the center is not going to hold.
No.
You know what I mean? And maybe that's what we need. I don't know. Maybe it's better to rip that Band-Aid off than to, like, you know, slowly be boiled and it just all kind of disappears.
Well, it's going pretty fast. It's happening
It feels
fast.
Like it's going pretty fast. Yeah, definitely.
Even Absolutely. In the time that we've been doing this, it's a lot's happened.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
And here we are, Trump again.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
What was this?
8 years
Kim.
Later.
.com. Oh, no, that was that one. Okay. What's the other ones here? Oh, this one. You wanted to...
Oh, yeah. Just showing... I looked at Kamala's website. There's literally no platform points or anything.
On her site?
There's, like, nothing. And by the way, I don't see this guy, like, on a psychic level. I don't see that guy being in the White House. I don't see him as a VP. I just, like, I don't see it.
Tampon Tim? What is, what's, look at you're this. Not, you're not down for Tim? You're not going down on Tim?
You know, it's price controls.
Well, Kamala would, I guess.
And what is always sloppy this thing seconds. They go on about lowering drug prices? I've heard her say that a million. It's always about the fucking drug prices.
Yeah, because they want to drug you to death. That's what they want to do. Like, kill all the white. Here's cheap drugs, whitey, okay?
Oh, God.
Do you want us to legalize weed? Yeah, sure. What about the, you know, what about the coke? What about the fentanyl? You know, I think, sure, we'll legalize it all, you know, kind of thing.
All these other medications that kill more Americans than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to Trump's platform, and it's good. I mean, first one, seal the border, stop the migrant invasion. Two, carry out the largest deportation operation in American history.
God, I hope they stay true to that. I would love to see that as point number one. I'd love to see that.
Point number one, so we can, like, have some drinks and celebrate watching the tears.
And you know what? I'd like to have that as well. I mean, I know that that scares the establishment too much, obviously, but, like, three, hold accountable those who did this to America, right? Or like, let's put some people in prison.
Parentheses, guillotines.
Trebuchet. Catapult.
There's all kinds of ways. We can be real creative. We can update it.
Testicular torsion upside down in a tree. How about that? Well, what about the ladies? All right. Okay. Now, are there more there? You want to?
Yeah, read? But I mean, there's a lot of good points there.
All right.
You know, he's talking about preventing World War III and ending inflation. Lots more on immigration and you know, stopping migrants and all that. So I mean, yeah, there's good things.
But there are things right there. It's the same thing there. Energy
keep
production.
Men out of women's sports.
I'm not a big fan of fracking, though, if that's what it is. But there's natural. Apparently, there's like natural oiled. Natural gas fields in parts of the U.S. I think there's like Midwest or something, or a little bit more west than Midwest. But anyway, that are apparently they just what do they call them? They flame them. They burn them because they haven't built out the infrastructure to like capture this yet. Essentially, so like you could see some of these fires raging from space. Like that's so there's things you could do to become like energy independent, for example.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There are things you could do, apparently. And, of course, it's not being done because my green, you know, transition gay shit has to come in and, you know, anyway. But, yeah, deport.
He didn't mention Israel in there, but he did say prevent World War III, restore peace in the Middle East. I'm surprised it wasn't. Israel's our greatest ally.
Yeah. It's kind of a given now, I guess, in a way, right? But, yeah, there is that other
number two. I mean, really, number two will help solve a lot of things.
Yeah.
And just close the borders and large deportation.
It's the least any sensible politician, it's the least you could do at this point. But the fact that this is even like, I don't know. It's long gone. Let me put it that way. It's long gone. But so again, the point here being, as much critiques we might have of Trump and as much as, you know, we hate to see him go down some of those roads that he's down or whatever, they might implode the economy under him to blame him. I recognize that. But even like if you get 4 years of the cackling lunatic, and again, she's not going to be running that. It's literally going to be just some deep state, operatives that are like running shit on the back end. What was it when people pointed out like, oh, Trump, Biden is, he's out of commission. We haven't seen him for a week. Who's running the country? Who's in charge? And people were just linking up.
It's never been him running the country.
People were just linking up a screenshot of his administration. And it was all these Jews. probably like 85% were like Jews that were running the country. It was funny.
Sin City Miller says, they used to say that Israel is the 51st state. The truth is that the U.S. is Israel's 51st subject province.
Yes.
Alt White, thank you very much. Says wishing all the best for Henrik and Lana and your beautiful family.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Nice.
Maybe next time. Says just like Venezuela, fix food prices. Mm-hmm. Laughing my ass off. Welcome to communist America. That's right, comrade Kamala.
Yeah, well, that's what they want.
Maybe next time. Says big business gouges farmers. You upset the farmers, you die. Story of civilization.
Yeah, that's exactly.
They never talk about helping them out, do they?
No, the farmers. No, instead they cut off the water supply to them. Right, they're fining them. What was the other ones we covered a few? It's like a year ago now. They ordered farmers to destroy certain crops. They did pay them, but obviously below market, they still had a loss, right? But they like, hey, we'll just pay you to destroy all these whatever it was, right? But again, it's like the EU whenever it becomes too big and you have a bunch of like pencil neck fucking bureaucrats sitting in high rises, over civilized faggots sitting in high rises. Look at these numbers. These numbers here say, if I push this number over here, this number will, you know, like no touch with reality. They've never put their fucking hands in the soil. They have no idea whatsoever how to run anything. But there they are holding the power, and they're like, send the Terminator bots out to, you know, out to this farm and tell them to stop producing this one crop now and have them burn it all, or we'll shoot you on the spot. You know what I mean?
Wilson Bear says, yeah. I don't think the non-whites are leaving white countries. Peacefully, Border Patrol seems to be full of non-whites, so I don't see them carrying out the deportation. But I've even seen in America, even a lot of the non-whites don't like some of the other non-whites. So, like, some of the different, Latin American factions hate each other also and feel like they're competing for, you know, the same spot.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
Yep. That's true. That's true. Oh, I guess I have this, too. Are you caught up there?
Yeah.
Quick mention. We don't have to do long on this here, but is this the one? Well, this is obvious, right? Like her moment, right? We had that in the thumbnail today. it's this like now, basically brown Hillary. That's what this is, right? It's brown Hillary. Pajit, African-American Pajit Hillary. That's what we're getting here. Her moment.
At least Hillary could answer some policy questions.
Well, she knew who to kill, at least.
She's cunning in that way. She's intelligent and cunning, right? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, she's white.
yesterday, I was talking a little bit about the return of Yankovic. I always forget her last name. Governance, the Disinformation Governance Board, right? She's back again here with the Sun. What was it called again? Holy shit, I forget now. The Sun. Yeah, there it is. The American Sunlight Project, right? Nina Jankovic. And she was back yesterday. She was talking basically like, oh, Elon, we need to control X. And they're attacking X the way they used to attack YouTube, essentially, right? And it has to do with this thing that why we were banned from the App Store even now, or by Apple, through the app banned by Apple on our Telegram channel, because it was too much exposing going on of the UK police and the authorities over there, of what they're doing and what kind of scenario they've created. And so she joined into that, of basically saying, yeah, well, this is dangerous and it's disinformation and we have to shut everything down and X is a big problem. Anyway, this is a follow-up. She's back in the news now, by the way, with the Sunlight Project, which she was talking about how female politicians face abuse. And of course, again, it was about Harris, right? Kamala Harris. Oh my God, they're attacking Kamala Harris. Is that Elon they're going after? Yeah, see, look at that. So they're very concerned about this, right? Race. Oh my God. So she's back in the news. And then this is such a, you know, I don't want to be sticking on this for too long, but it's funny because then you have like the other MAGA. The people on that side too. And it's like, I wonder why, like, people are attacking female politicians. It's literally like an OnlyFans / politicians. Yeah.
She's just shaking butt shots.
And what was her name again? Paulina Luna. She should be working in my local Hooters.
That's all the video
not
was?
Congress.
That was just her in a swimsuit. Like, showing her here ass. I am. Yep. Make America great.
Yes. I wonder why, Lena. Why are some female politicians disproportionately like attacked? If GOP Congresswoman Rep Luna wants to shake her ass online, she should start an OnlyFans and then step down from office.
Yeah, right? What the heck?
There was a couple of good tweets on this here too. From the MAGA host, she's a married congresswoman with children and still can help to dishonor her family and the country by stripping down half naked for the world to see. Please don't claim she's a Christian either. And then someone said, let me see if I can find the other one. Oh, I'll get to that one. So keep in mind regarding her religion there, right?
Let me guess. Let me guess.
I'm confirming that I have indeed worn swimsuits. I can tell you I am biologically a woman. MAGA. Ooh.
Just trying to get the hits, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Might as well just post a nude at this point.
She's fairly new, so she hasn't gone too much from AIPAC yet. But she has received a little bit, 3,000 from the pro-Israeli lobby. But give her time, you know, because you never know where this goes. Whenever she needs to shake her ass and get some more money, she will. But yes, apparently people were doing... Oh, here's some more, by the way. That's right. So this is like, apparently some of these are older, some of these are more recent, apparently. But you know how it's like, this is like Lady MAGA. Remember the drag queen
thing?
I mean,
at least these are real women, but yeah.
I know, but I'm saying it's more just, of that.
It's like cringe. Kind of, it's embarrassing. It's
really, it's like, okay, can we have some? And it was the same thing with the Olympics, right? Like everyone's shaking their asses now and they're promoting their Instagram, like this Canadian pole jumper. What do you call them? Pole jump? Anyway, these jumping poles. She's doing something with poles, this lady. But yes, apparently. Turns out here that Anna Paulina Meyerhofer was born in 1989 to George Meyerhofer, an architect, and Monica Todd in Santa Ana, California. She was raised as a Messianic Jew by her father and has said she is a small fraction Ashkenazi Jewish, apparently.
Wait, what?
Yep. And apparently, so the, what was it here? What was I seeing here about German? Was there another screenshot? Like Mexican slash German. So I guess it's one of the, obviously listen to the name, right? Meyerhofer. That's not a Mexican name. That's a German name. So I guess a little bit of the good looks in there was from Germans. And then they go, oh, actually we are Jews though. Actually, that's what we are. But here they are, right? Here's the actor guard meeting. And this is the point. Many of these people are actors.
Yeah.
Right. Here's, Bo Birch. Remember this? And, well, that is Dave Chappelle. Speaking of the sloth from Ice Age there. But remember Bo Birch, same thing there. Let's remind you of a little screenshots. ExploreTalent.com, that Israeli little company there that were basically hiring models.
Dodgy
to go,
talent company.
To
yes.
go into politics, right? They are literally hiring people now and creating, what do we call, we don't even composite characters, not even the right name. It's just that they're to put people, specifically females in this case. There's other versions of this for like men, I guess, but like this is... you know, hiring, you know, quote unquote here, you know, good-looking women, and I've used that loosely here, but you know, in their view, I guess, get them involved into political scenarios and then just run their campaign for them. Now, this is what they did with AOC. It was this whole Democratic guard behind them, and they just like created this character. Oh, this is going to be you now. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing here with this in this regard. They're like, it's like OnlyFans / politics now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it all has that chill, sleazy yeah, vibe like, to it. Really? Grifter
is this,
vibe.
Is this what, I guess it just become what it always was. It's a bunch of whores in politics. They just, whoever pays the most, that's where they
just
go.
Just trying to get the hits, right?
Anyway,
but so it's all about the attention for them, right?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, this more.
It's not like, hey, look at me and my five blonde babies, right? Because that would be way more triggering.
Conservatives. This account was kind of funny, actually. Barry, look at the screenshot at the top there. Barry Stanton's the only black doctor I recognize.
Recognize.
Recognize. That's right. And that's him. This is Dr. Philip Oliver Holtz. Great account to follow, by the way. All right. Anyway. So anyway, I'm done yapping about that.
I don't think we're going to have time to do Dune and CERN and all that.
Let's skip the Israel stuff.
Okay.
We'll,
you can do Dune and then we have to save CERN for
okay,
the weekend.
Right. Okay. So let's end on something kind of out of this world then, huh?
I wanted to talk about the CERN thing because I had this crazy alien invasion dream last night.
I've had a couple of those.
I know, it's weird.
I've had a couple of those.
It was this thing appeared in the ocean. It was one of those very vivid dreams. It was this alien.
What kind of aliens?
Kind of building.
We are being invaded.
Yes, yes. But this was like some kind of outer space type thing. Some kind of weird structure appeared in the
space
ocean.
Space diversity.
And the military was, you know, dropping bombs and things and trying to go after it. And then it ended up like drones were chasing us down and like coming after us and stuff. Yeah. Quite an action-packed dream I had.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Well, now this was interesting because basically it turns out that so Dune is basically real. Did you see this yet? Check out the video segment here.
Love
first.
The movie. The 80s movie. You haven't seen it. I mean, come on.
David
you got to see
Lynch.
That. That's the best.
Very good stuff. Absolutely. Where's the... did I not get that clip in there? All right. Okay, I was being a retard. Let me fix my mistake.
And Sean Young was in that as well, who you interviewed many years ago.
That is correct. Yeah, here it is. Do we have it in here? Oh, I can't import it because it's what MPEG? I can't import MPEG? All right, fuck it. We'll play through the browser then. Okay, here we go. Let's listen.
We're going back 3 billion years into the past. Picture Mars.
I think that's all a lie. I think this literally happened like 10,000 years ago, but that's a joke.
As a world with water. According to NASA, oceans covered as much as 20% of the red planet. So where did all that water go?
Scientists thought that when Mars lost its atmosphere, most of the surface water escaped into space.
The Jews took it, right?
Slowly evaporating away over billions of years. But new evidence suggests there's still some left underground. Findings released this week in the National Academy of Sciences say a hidden ocean could be trapped up to 12 miles deep. Scientists behind the discovery say it is the best evidence yet of liquid water on Mars. Joining me now is Dr. Paul Sutter. He is an astrophysicist, NASA advisor, and author of How to Die in Space, A Journey Through Dangerous Astrophysical Phenomena. Dr. Sutter, thanks for joining us tonight. Tell us how scientists made this discovery, and if there is a hidden ocean inside Mars, what's going on down there?
Oh, yes, this is such a wonderful discovery and shows that Mars, our nearest neighbor planet, still has so many surprises in store for us. And the scientists behind this study discovered this underground reservoir of water by using seismic data on NASA's InSight lander, which actually decommissioned last year because its solar panels got covered up with dust. But they were going through the archives of data, looking at seismic motions of Mars quakes and using that to understand what's happening deep under the surface, exactly how we use seismic data to understand what's happening underneath the crust of the Earth.
Okay, and so to put some of this in perspective, the deepest hole ever dug on Earth is a little over 7 miles. What kind of technology would be needed to even find this?
That's official stuff, okay? There's Agatha, Hollow Earth, there's all these big holes and openings here and there, right? Haven't they dug these deep underground military bases? Have you seen those machines that do have now, by the way? The ones that they actually like using to break rock apart and just drill deep into the core. I think that's wrong, but anyway, yes. It's beside the point.
An ocean that could be up to 12 miles deep.
Yes. So this hidden ocean, I don't want you to think of it like some giant vat or underground reservoir. Instead, it's little bits of water tucked here and there inside of cracks and fissures inside of the rock. But there is so much of it spread throughout so much of the underground of Mars that if it was put on the surface of Mars, it would cover the entire planet up to a mile deep. And so to find this, to actually sample this and study this, we would need to dig very, very deeply. Like you mentioned, the deepest boreholes on Earth are 7 miles deep. The deepest we've been able to dig into the surface of Mars is 1 foot. So that shows just how hard it is to transport technology that we're used to here on Earth over to Mars, which sits over 150 million miles away.
Yeah, we got a long way to go there. What are the implications?
Yeah.
Here for our understanding of both the past and
future
of Mars.
That's correct, interviewer.
Yeah, this is where it gets really exciting because we are so interested in liquid water because life as we know it requires liquid water. And where we find liquid water outside of the Earth, we can find a potential, not guaranteed, but a potential home for life. And we know there is underground water, very similar underground water on the Earth. We know there are living creatures, microbes living miles under the surface here on Earth right now. And we have the exact same conditions underneath the surface of Mars. This could be a surprising home for Martian life.
All right, so that's a clip right there.
Martian
life. So, of course, you remember the classic scene? And let me just close that window because otherwise I'm going to autoplay. Here's the study, by the way. Can we get this to load? What's happening? Here we go. Yeah, liquid water in the Martian mid-crust recently released here. That's why this was resurfacing in some of the news here. Seismic velocities, they're measuring this somehow, which is kind of interesting. But remember that there was a time when they're like, Mars is dead, it's all red or whatever. Then slowly it's like, oh yeah, there's totally ice caps on there. And oh, also the atmosphere is definitely more bluish than red. And it's just like transformed over time, which is funny because some of the original people that like started looking at the planet through telescopes back in the, when is that, 1700s, 18 when it started getting better, I guess, 1800 or something like that. They're talking about all these underground lava tunnels and like they could see things happening on the surface. You remember that? Like all that stuff, like see things happening on the surface and stuff. And then you just like the culminating in that the Viking mission, right? Where they basically filmed that huge face on Mars. right? The big face. And people are like, what the fuck is this? Pyramids, the Sidonia region, just full of like what looks like civilization. And people are like, yeah, well, that's where we came from there. It's that, you know, that story, right? At least maybe white people came from Mars or something like that. But here's Dune, right? Remember this? Like the underground water reserves on Arrakis, which is the desert planet, Red Dune. Let's check it out.
Moisture.
Wind traps. Huge ones.
Water. Millions of deciliters.
A treasure.
Greater than treasure, Usul. We have thousands of such caches. And only a few of us know them all. And when we have enough, we shall change the face of Arrakis.
Let the water out again. Remember that?
That's right.
Yep. Great. Soundtrack is great, too.
Yeah.
Toto.
I love the mood in it. Yeah. It's good.
Yep. Who's
on Red Eyes?
Yep. All right. It cuts off that right. Yeah, if you haven't seen that one, definitely take a look at the 1984 version. That's definitely that's better than
not
the new
this
one.
New garbage.
It looks great. The music is great in it, the new one, but like the
there's
actors.
There's no soul, and they're making this big thing out of the diversity in
Zendaya.
It, you know? Whereas, like, yeah, I know. I know. And she's half white. She has this white German mother. It's like,
course.
Zendaya, this black actress, you know.
Yeah, so it's like Kamala, huh?
Hey, Verti6464 says, hey guys, she actually owns a company that designs and manufactures swimwear. Oh, talking about that Anna Luna chick. She models her own product design, so she's just another Zyotard. However, gotta pay credit where it is deserved. If you got it, shake it. Yeah, well, she should stick to swimwear then. Yeah. And, stay out of politics. But she's probably just promoting your swimwear by running for politics, because so many people do it now for like PR, right? That you get the attention.
Yeah, it's the revolving door. Like the what I'm saying is, you'll see this pivot here soon at any point. I mean, didn't it like Italy literally did this? I forget, there was like some porn actress / politician for a while. I forget what her name was, but you have that already there. But I'm saying soon enough, you will have that. Like, yeah, you'll have the politicians / OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is being...
Don't we already have that yet?
this is it, I guess, right? But I'm saying it's this... We saw that now in the Olympics as these... You know, because the Olympics is like, okay, the last one, summer one at least, was in 2020, right? Now it's 2024. 4 years have gone by. We just wait until 2028 in, what is it, LA next or whatever? Like, you're going to see even more crazy shit like that of, like, twerking and, you know, tranny stuff. And it's just like... The pornographication of culture, and it's just like more and more accepted. It's just like, you know, global Weimar conditions, essentially, with like internet connections now.
We need people to be edgy with their words, not their bodies.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Exactly.
That's where the edge comes in.
If there's
going to be a woman in politics, like, talk about white nationalism. How about that?
Well, she won't. First of all, race, Jewish, and consider herself to be Mexican.
Of course not, but I'm talking
guess,
about
so, you know,
like
yeah.
future women.
Yep, I know. Good to see you, Resident Vault, by the way, Bertus. That was a while ago. Good to see you. Hope you're all doing well.
And we're still going to do something with the stones. I have them right here.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. For sure. 100%. Thank you for those again, by the way. That was awesome. Okay. All right. Well, I think that's it for us today then. We got to wrap up here, huh?
Yes.
Great spending some time with you guys. Thank you for being here. As always, obviously, we're going to be back with more here. We do have Western Warrior coming up here. Obviously, this we usually do prep over the weekend and record it Mondays. We have it up by Tuesday. So check that out, redassmembers.com. Now, the following weekend, we will do a Flashback Friday, but I haven't decided yet if we do a Western Warrior that weekend or not. But we have some family coming from Sweden, so we're going to take a little bit of time off. We'll still do some shows here and there, so we won't be totally out of the loop. But no go zone, I won't be doing that, and it won't be any kind of midweek stuff. We'll probably do it, well, at least one Western Warrior show, but we'll stick to making the Flashback Friday shows. But that's, again, not this weekend coming up, but the following after that for about 2 weeks forward or something like that. So we'll keep you guys updated on that. And once again, then, if you are subbed over on our Telegram and have an Apple device, we were app banned, app banned, as they call it, by Apple today. So they're freaking out about that because we're covering the UK elections. The UK protests and the riots and shit over there. And so the government, the UK government, is all spurging out on that issue. So we're going to set up a secondary channel over there for Apple users, so you can watch, if you watch the videos and stuff that we upload over there, you can still access that kind of stuff. We'll see if we post everything on there or not. I haven't decided yet.
But anyway. Guardian of the Rune, thank you so much.
Holy smokes, another big chat that came big in. Dono. /E. Thank you, sir.
114.88.
114. That's right. 114.88. Thank you, sir. That's
awesome.
Thank
you so much. And also, Wilson Bear said, laughing my ass off. He's probably lying. They needed to invent a story to justify a bigger budget about the Mars thing. But I support any effort to send him and all of his friends to Mars.
Well, actually, what I had about that, too, we didn't get into it, but yeah, well, maybe we'll cover that in the Western Warriors show. But the CERN thing, right? And the. It actually connects with the decommission of the nuclear power plants in Germany, because they're all working on all these new technologies and stuff, right? NASA is a slush fund. These new tokamak reactors and stuff, like, nothing seems to be coming out of it. But even CERN itself, that they seem to like almost hype this, the metaphysical aspect of it, or like the, you know, they're like, oh, these are conspiracy theories. People are talking about them opening, you know, portals or whatever. And then they produce videos internally in CERN where they almost play on that. It's bizarre. Yeah. It's like they want us to, I don't know. I'm like, is it a slush fund? What are they?
The CERN story we'll talk about on Western Warrior is there's a scientist who claims that underneath CERN there's a portal and there's entities that are coming in and out that they're interacting with. So we'll talk about that later.
Run by demons, I guess. Huh? That's what it is.
Kind of fits my dream last night, you know?
But it was not CERN, though, right?
Who knows what that was?
No, I'm saying, well, actually, to follow up, wasn't that one of the things people were saying? They were actually altering people's memories. They were like having weird, because they're doing weird experiments, that's actually causing people to have, not mental problems, that sounds wrong, but they're like, it's disrupting people's memory, and they're having like visions, or they're seeing or experiencing things that are not real as a consequence of that. Anyway, we'll get into it. We'll talk about all the conspiracies surrounding that, by the way. All right, guys. Anyway, please join us over at redicemembers.com or Odyssey, subscribe star or locals. Membership's only $10 a month, but you can get it down if you get a longer sub as well. We have all the way up to 2 years available. Also want to say thanks to, where are you guys, to our executive producers today. Let's start out here with T. Lothrop, Stoddard, V. Miller, Resin Revolt. Good to see you today, Resin. Good Luck Lap, Jake, Red Pill Rundown, French 47, Mark Smith, No One Jeeves, President Obunga, We Are Mongoose, William Fox, Angry White Soccer Mom, The Second Wanderer, Operation Werewolf. We also have The Ride Never Ends, Last Place Simp, Joseph Hart, Purple Haze, Rex Ballington, Commie Combo Deal, The Dearborn Toxic Event, Brendan Anthony. We also have Penelope 7 USA, Bertrand Comparet, Dixie Drone Force, and Arctic Wolf. Good to see you today, Arctic. We also have Europe Awake and Teutonic Werebear. That's our executive producers. Thank you, guys and gals. Then we have our producers, Mr. Walker 696, Yuan Son, Leroy Dumond, Snark Pop, Eyes Open, Mr. Lemry, Yuri New, Obadiah Hexwell, Perfect Brute, Single Action Army, Lord H.P. Lovecraft, Trevor, Der Schwabe, Sonata for Violin, Whitewater Rafting Fan, Jetfire, ExposeFlyers.com, Shane B., and Restitutor Orbis. Thank you so much, guys. If you want to get one of those, we can get a shout-out at the end of the show. You can get that at Odyssey, Subscribestar, or RedIceMembers.com. All right. I think we're caught
up. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much, everybody, for super chatting today. We appreciate your support. Thank you to all the members, as always, out there as well. We'll be back here after the weekend with much more. So take care, everybody.
See ya.
We'll see you later. Take care.
Thank you for watching. Go to redicemembers.com and sign up for our exclusive members content. Don't miss our latest shows, interviews, and other videos only for subscribers. You can also become a member by signing up at subscribestar.com/redice. Get full access and help support our work. See you on the other side.